Good morning. You listen to FloridaDaily.net, and I'm Kim Parr. I'm in South Lake Tahoe at the Tom Duffy Company Fusion Floor Site meeting, and I'm with John Youngberg and Scott Bertram. How you guys doing?
We're great, Kim.
We're great. Thank you for being out here.
Well, thanks for inviting me. It's always good. I'd rather be with our reader base, so it's great to come out here. John, you're the Vice President of Sales and Marketing with this company, and you focus kind of on the sundry supplies and the commercial side of the business.
Right.
And Scott, you're Vice President of Sales, and you focus on residential flooring, right?
Yes, sir.
How's business right now?
You know, it's been an interesting year. We've talked to other distributors around the country, and I think there's lots of similar stories. I can say for us, on the commercial side, it's really been kind of keeping our year at least level. We had a very strong summer due to education work. Education is solid. Healthcare is real solid. I think the one commercial challenge in California especially is still tenant improvement work, and that's been soft as well. But education was really a boom for us this year.
So when Amazon makes everybody come back, is that going to help you? Because they have offices in California, right?
They do. You know, that's a real thing, Kemp. I mean, we need to get the offices in California filled up, and we need companies to stop moving to Texas.
All right, Scott, how about on the residential flooring side?
The residential retail has been a little bit soft this year, but we've been fortunate to bring on some new products that have carried us through and actually be up over last year. We're seeing actually some of the higher-end products being successful, higher-end wood and higher-end SPC, WPC. We're having a lot of success in right now.
Just did a podcast with the CARES president that's here, and he said business was doing okay, so that's interesting to hear. So tell us a little bit about the details of this meeting, because it's both a member meeting and a customer loyalty meeting, right?
Yeah, I mean, we've been doing this program. It's called FloorSight. We've been doing it for over 20 years. It's morphed into a few different things. Initially, it was really a dealer program for dealers that weren't necessarily maybe in a Carpet One or an Abbey program. But over time, we've morphed it into more of a true loyalty program so we can involve our commercial accounts as well. And the best part about it is, you know, not only do we have the majority of our leading customers that are part of this program, but we've got, I believe, 23, 26 manufacturer partners here that really support the program as well. So we're proud that we bring our customers, our manufacturers, and distribution all together. And so we have a good time. It's a selling show. We sell quite a bit of material here. But as you saw last night, we have a good time. We had a great comedian last night. And then tonight we'll be out by the lake on the shore with a good band and some good food and good music. It'll be a good time. Mm-hmm.
And the weather looks like it's turning for us, right?
I know. I saw that. I did. The sun's coming out. For everybody listening, we got a little rain up here yesterday and even a tad bit of snow. So it's going to be sunny at the beach this afternoon. We're happy about that.
We covered this last time we did an interview that, you know, it's kind of interesting. This is called the Tom Duffy Company. And yet Ann Funson is the president. And the two companies, the Funson Company and the Duffy Company, came together. And you chose the Tom Duffy brand because there was more presence in the marketplace. But Ann didn't make this meeting, right?
No, unfortunately. And this is Ann's favorite thing to come to every year. She's very proud of this event. Unfortunately, Ann had a bit of an accident and a fall and had to have some surgery right before we were coming up here. So we all miss her. It's her favorite event. But I know she's going to be proud of the work we're doing up here. We're having a great show so far.
A little more detail, because it happens to a lot of people. Her dogs actually were part of the problem.
Yeah, and she is the biggest dog lover I know, too. So it's ironic that the dogs made her take a spill.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you've been spending time with your customer base. You're getting some feedback from them. What are you hearing from the members?
You know, one thing I'll say, you talked about in your speech earlier, was some of the changes in SPC. We have seen an uptick in laminate and engineered floors as well. That's something we've seen over the summer, which we've been happy about. Our numbers in engineered have been nice and laminate. So that's been a real good thing that we've noticed.
Yeah, we've had a significant bump in engineered wood and the premium products too. We still sell a lot of SPC, but we do feel that there is a little fatigue out there with the SPC, and we're experiencing that too, but it's really helped out the wood and the laminate programs we have right now.
So much of this meeting, in addition to a comedian and some time on the beach, is spending time with your vendor partners. And you have to tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, like I said, it's a selling show for pretty much two full days. You know, we have a convention style setup where all our manufacturers set up, and we have specials on all their leading products. So we like to sell lots of product at the show. We give good incentives to our customers. We kind of say it's the best time of the year to buy, but then our manufacturers are keenly in tune with what products we want to promote. They love it. They're glad to be here, and they get a good chance to, you know, talk about their product attributes and get to see our people face to face, though. I mean, that's the most important thing of this show, is everybody face to face.
if you don't mind sharing, roughly the numbers, just roughly 300 people here, right?
Yeah, 300. I mean, we have, what's got like 110 accounts at least, and you figure you got a husband and a wife or a partner and different people, and then we've got our manufacturers and then our Duffy crew. So yeah, I think we might have also close to 350 people tonight.
Yeah, and we bring our entire Duffy sales team out here. We bring our marketing managers out here. We bring customer support out here, credit support out here, and we bring everyone we need to make sure it's a successful selling event.
You know, for a mid-sized meeting, because I traveled to a lot of the flooring business, and I'd call this mid-sized, the decorations, your team is passionate about making this a fun meeting, right?
Yeah. And you know, one, yes, our team is great. Our marketing team is great. They've done a fantastic job again. The other fun thing is the manufacturers get in the spirit themselves, and they've come up with a lot of great decorations for their booths and you know, clothes that they're going to dress up. Our theme this year is Game On. We're going to have kind of like a tailgate theme party tonight, celebrating football. But yeah, the manufacturers have really got in on it too. It's fun.
All right, so this news happened yesterday. We saw where the feds gave us a little break here. How do you feel about that?
I think it'll be a nice bump for the residential retail business. As you mentioned earlier in your speech, we think there'll be more turns in the housing market. More turns are good for us on the retail side. As it has been very soft, but that bump down is going to be a nice shot in the arm for us, we think. It'll take a little bit of time, but we believe it'll help.
John, with you focused in commercial side, you know, it's been flat to maybe up slightly. You think that's going to continue into next year?
Well, hopefully, yeah. I mean, I will say, Kemp, though, there are some indicators that, you know, when residential comes back up, commercial slips back down. And I will say we have seen some indicators that might be the case. We're got our fingers crossed that both, you know, go up next year, but we'll see.
I think that education sector is going to kick back in, which is a cycle. You know, that starts when school's out, and then you have to do all the work in the summer, right?
Yeah. Like I said, we had a very strong June, July, and August with all the schoolwork we did. And then once everybody got back to school in September, we did notice a bit of a dip there. But again, healthcare is real strong for us out here, government. And so we're focused on those categories.
Great. Well, it's good to spend time with you again. Been talking to John Youngberg and Scott Bertram here at the Tom Duffy meeting in South Lake Tahoe, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloridaDaily.net.